Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. Praise God. He is a God of the impossible. Things that are not possible with us are possible with our God. And these last few days, we've been looking at the importance of speaking words of victory. And we were looking at some marvelous passages in the book of Joel, the second chapter. And in that second chapter, I think, let's see, it's about verse 15. He talks about blowing the trumpet to sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. And the things that stand out, he's saying, gather everybody, gather the people, young and old, the children, the bridegroom, the bride. Bring all together the congregation, the people of God. And he charges the priests, the ministers of the Lord, to weep between the porch and the altar and let them say, this is a call to prayer. And I believe the Spirit of the Lord is calling out to his people today. I've been blessed to be part of a small but very powerfully anointed prayer group at the local church that I attend. And I believe there are many other prayer groups all over this nation that are calling out for revival, calling out for God to spare your people, just as they were in that time. Wherefore should the heathen rule over them? Beloved, we see our Christian liberty is just slipping away. The Jesus is being maligned. Things that you would never see on television a few decades ago now are just, it's nothing. There has been such a proliferation of filth. The liberal media have just invaded their agenda in television programs, in our school system, our academic systems, from grade school all the way through the universities. I mean, it was going on in the 60s. I didn't have the sense to see it then because I was among that group. But thank God, I was seeking truth, and God, in his grace and in his mercy, called me to him, and I was saved in the 70s. But I was in the middle of that environment where everything that could be ridiculed was or called into question. And so the heathen are saying, are ruling over the righteous. And I know that will never be fully rectified until Jesus comes back. However, God does want to move. We need to pray for our leaders. Why? Paul tells us that we have a scriptural admonition that we might live quiet and peaceable lives. And why should the heathen say, wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? In other words, they don't see the power of God. They don't see the miracles. And then if God's people will do that, in verse 18, it says, the Lord will be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, the Lord will answer. And that's what I've been encouraging you, those who've been listening all week, to realize the power and authority that God has given to you as a member of the body of Christ, as a member of the church, that we can display the manifold wisdom of God to the rulers and authorities, those in the spiritual realm. We can display God's wisdom because we are moving in accord with his will. We've been given his authority. We've been given his anointing. And we can speak forth the will of the Lord. How did Jesus tell us to pray? Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then I actually did read some of those verses further on in the chapter. He said, be glad, ye children of Zion, rejoice in the Lord your God. The Lord will do great things. He will restore the years the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm. And in verse 27, you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Though just as ancient Israel had to get rid of the false gods, the idols among them, that we also must remove idols from our hearts where we are totally, completely surrendered in love to our Lord. Hallelujah. And then it goes on to say, it'll come to pass. This, I just love this chapter. I always have. Verse 28, and it shall come to pass afterward, he's talking about the last days, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. I guess those that believe in prophecy, they should just tear that book, that page out, I guess. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and upon the servants and upon the handmaids. Women? Really? In those days, I'm sorry, I'll behave myself, I will pour out my spirit. And I will shew wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. And in verse 31, it's talking, as the end approaches, the sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before that great and terrible of the day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. You see, God is calling a remnant, and though that remnant is going to be speaking the very things, because we are that God wants spoken, we are the mouth of the Lord, we are his body, we are his eyes, we shall have his heart of compassion. Jesus has given us authority in Luke 10 and 19, but many have been so timid to use that authority. We don't exercise the authority that has been given to us in the strength and power and anointing that God would have us do. We may have knowledge, but in many cases, and I want to pray before the end of the broadcast, some are just so weary, so tired, they're absolutely battle weary, they're battle fatigued, and God is merciful. He knows when we need some R&R. Sometimes I've said, God, I can't take anymore. I'm speaking years ago, gone through some really difficult times. But God has seasons in our lives, seasons of blessing, seasons of affliction, but we can count it all joy because all things work together for good. Amen. So we need to pray for one another. Sometimes we're just absolutely exhausted. Beloved, I want to tell you, the devil is a liar. He's a deceiver. He seeks to confuse, to harm, to destroy us. What does Revelation 12, 11, I've been talking about the importance of speaking victory through our words. He tells us in that passage, Revelation 12, 11, we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So when Satan comes against you as a murderous marauder to hurt, to steal, and kill, that's all he knows how to do, you have to boldly stand up and resist him. And so when the devil attacks us, we declare boldly, Satan, I resist you in Jesus' name. I am redeemed. I am forgiven. I am God's child. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You've no right to touch me. You've no place in my life. You've no power over me. You have no authority over me because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And I charge you in Jesus' name. Cease your lies. Cease your attacks. Flee from me in Jesus' name. Beloved, we need authority. We are living in times that we just can't be milquetoast anymore. We've got to take a stand. We have to begin to pray as never before for our loved ones, for our families, for our nation, for co-workers, and we have to be available however God speaks to our heart. I remember, and you say, well, you know, I'm not a preacher, and I don't know the word very well. You know, there are no excuses. God takes you right where you're at. I can remember, sometimes I've shared a little bit of my testimony. I was raised in a nominal church, and for 10 years, I walked in the ways of the world. I said I would never be in a church again. I had no use for Christianity, but I was really a sincere seeker of truth. Well, if you seek the truth, you shall find it, and that truth will set you free. And God's hand was on me through all those years. But I can only remember, because, you know, I wasn't anywhere near church, only twice did I have any kind of witness or testimony. And one was when I lived in Ann Arbor near the campus. I wasn't attending there, but I just liked that environment. It reminded me of Berkeley or home. There was a girl in this kind of rooming house that a few girls lived in near the campus. She sent me a Christmas card, and all she said was, "The King is coming." She never spoke to me about Jesus. But I cannot tell you, after all these years, how that impacted me. It impacted me then. I don't think I even knew what it meant. I had no idea the King is coming. Don't ask me, but the power of those few words. So you just don't know how God can use you. Beloved, Satan is going about as a roaring lion, and he will devour whomever he can if we allow him to do it. And so I want to encourage you to take that authority in Jesus' name, to send him running. When we are engaged in spiritual warfare, we need to refuse to be intimidated any longer. We need to stand up and take a spiritual offensive against the devil and speak boldly to the enemy. And as I am bringing this broadcast to a close, I want to take a few moments now to pray, because some of you are really tired and you feel like you've been really whomped on. And you know, I have to share, in recent weeks, I've had such a stirring and excitement in my spirit, and talk about the warfare, the battles. And as I shared in one of my letters, when you get to the place you can laugh about the battles, because you know God has some good things ahead, you're in a good place. So Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I lift those who are struggling right now. And Lord, I know what it's like to be in a place where you're just exhausted mentally and spiritually, and you feel you can't take any more. And God, I'm praying for those who really need your touch right now. I pray in your love and your mercy and compassion, you will strengthen them physically and mentally. Father, lift those cares. Let them walk in the very peace of God. Move in their situations. Give them answers that they need, the wisdom they need. I rebuke every work of darkness against them, and I loose the anointing of God to destroy every yoke. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I invite you, if you are going through a difficult time, it's hard to pray at length on the broadcast. Time is so limited, but God doesn't necessarily hear us because of the length of our prayers. He hears us because of our faith. Amen. Jesus many times says, just be made whole, and that's all it took. So I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. God has given me great love and compassion because I've been through a lot of hurtful places and lonely places in my life, so I can relate. I thank you for your prayers, dear ones. I thank you for your faithful support in the Spirit. I thank you for financial gifts, and I just invite you to write. And as you write, if you'd like to request that little booklet, Which Way Are You Running, just do include your mailing address. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.